This is The Takeaway. I'm Catherine Lanfer, in for John Hockenberry.
And I'm Adora Udoji. And Catherine, the Russian invasion into the Republic of Georgia last month certainly triggered major questions about the world order. It also brought back some memories. And responding to Russia's actions, Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice recalled a different conflict many decades ago.
This is not 1968. And the invasion of Czechoslovakia, where Russia can threaten its neighbors, occupy a capital, overthrow a government, and get away with it. Things have changed.
Things have changed, and it's nearly impossible to draw an exact parallel between Georgia today and Czechoslovakia in 1968. But Rice, a Russian expert, did make her statement last week, and it was not likely lost on her, Catherine, that this week, actually today, marks the 40th anniversary of the conflict in Czechoslovakia.
The Soviet Union announced this morning that its troops had been called into Czechoslovakia at the urgent request of Czechoslovak leaders. Statements by the official Soviet news agency said that party and government leaders of the Czechoslovak Republic had asked the Soviet Union and other allied states to render the fraternal Czechoslovak people urgent assistance, including assistance with armed forces.
That's a BBC report at the time. Back then, a reform movement was sweeping Czechoslovakia, which was a member of the Soviet Eastern Bloc countries, culminating that year in what became known as the Prague Spring. A moderate reformer, Alexander Dubček, was leading the country in loosening controls on the economy and censorship laws. But on August 20th, 1968, the Russians invaded.
On Wednesday, the coordinated Soviet invasion plan ticked off flawlessly. Two Soviet divisions, supported by a contingent of Poles, crossed the border and swept into the central portion of Czechoslovakia. At the same time, a powerful force of seven Red Army divisions and elements of an East German division sped toward the nerve center of Czechoslovakia, Prague.
Now, that was an NBC reporter, but at the time, witness accounts also flooded the airwaves.
It's unbelievable. Everything is unbelievable what happened here. You can't imagine how can I feel if I came home and found the Russian army everywhere around us, and they came and they shot people and they killed lots of people, and they are everywhere.
That young woman told the BBC she'd just returned from vacation, and her version didn't quite mesh with the Soviets' official line that the Czechs had invited them in. Here's a plea from Radio Prague.
We deny the statement of the representatives of the Soviet Union that armies of the Varsovian Conference have occupied our republic owing to the demands of our government.
Lyndon B. Johnson, who was president at the time, responded quickly.
In the name of mankind's hope for peace, I call on the Soviet Union and its associates to withdraw their troops from Czechoslovakia. I hope that responsible spokesmen for governments and people throughout the world will support this appeal.
The Russians didn't withdraw then. The Czech reform movement was silenced for 20 years until the 1989 so-called Velvet Revolution turned the tide.
It's amazing to hear that tape.